At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. So many things to talk about. I took a bunch of notes that we got. I mean, first of all, the safety that the touchback that should have been a touchdown for Seattle that turned into no play because of a false start by Hutchinson, and it just was that was if that's not the a microcosm of this whole season. What an embarrassment that play was. Now, Woody coming to the rescue and causing the fumble right before he scored the touchdown, that was great.
That was Woody? I didn't even know who it was.
It was Woody.
Phenomenal effort. Don Beebe'd it, and he turned it into a touchback, which then turned it into, well, we're just going to take the penalty.
No play. Yeah, it turned into no play. Yeah.
There should have been a touchdown. Frankly, they should have had 9 points added onto their score.
Yeah. At least.
And I tell you what.
CJ taking that sack in the end zone. And the refs, I mean, if I'm Seattle, I'm like, are you kidding me? That's not a safety? That was an awful call.
Yeah, that was awful.
It was clearly, if that was against the Texans and they didn't call that, we would have been nuts.
Oh, I'd have been losing my mind.
Will Anderson's play was as good a defensive football play as you're going to find. I thought that was going to be the only touchdown the Texans had.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, now, Darnold, nice job by the secondary because Darnold didn't have anybody to throw to and he rolls right into Will Anderson. But Will Anderson is bull rushing, causes the fumble, jumps on the ball. Will Anderson is, we're blessed. We're blessed to have Will Anderson. Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, we're lucky. We're fortunate. Fortunate is better. Blessed is probably not the word. We are fortunate to have a Will Anderson because that dude, he is the epitome of what you want in a football player. He really is. He eats and drinks, and that's all he cares about is football. And the way that he plays with the emotion. Now, you're talking about emotion. That's the kind of emotion you want. Not Aziz Ashaier. Not Ashaier. He plays out of control. Christian Harris knocking JSN on the sideline,
so
and the referee.
What are we doing?
And then the referee's got to save him. Now we were lucky not to get a call on Christian Harris knocking him into the bench.
Mm-hmm.
Real lucky not to get a call. First of all, what's Christian Harris doing on the field? That's the only play he had all night.
He wasn't on the field. He was standing on the bench. He was on the sideline, then came over.
Oh, my God. He wasn't even in the game?
No.
That'll be a suspense. That'll be a heavy, heavy fine.
Oh, my God.
It's just so stupid. This is what D'Amico, for as much as I love D'Amico, he needs to get your mans, D'Amico. And you got lots of mans to get. Mostly they're linebackers. But you got to get control of this team. The penalties, the Aziz just can't make smart football plays. Christian Harris, that's so stupid. That was so stupid.
He
wasn't even on the field.
They got penalized for Derek Stingley pushing his face up, pushing him in the face. That's what they got penalized for.
Well, knocked his hand to the face, knocked it in the hand off.
And you know what? He should have. Good for him. Good on him. Knock him in the face. What a great pick. But Stingley did not have a good night. Lasseter did not have a good night. Petrie, that hit that he had inside, wow. That was a huge hit. Was it Charbonnet or was it
Charbonnet?
I think it was Charbonnet. Yeah, mm-hmm. What a big that was nice, and the Texans are saying they think Jalen Petrie's the best nickel in the league.
That's fine. I don't care. They also didn't think they had a Look, I like Jalen Petrie as a run defender. He's tough. He's physical and all that stuff. And maybe he's a really good – I don't know. After Nick told us that we're not allowed to worry at all, not have any concerns, after Nick admonished all of the fans and media for having any concerns about the offensive line, and he just told you basically you're too stupid to understand.
We're not concerned about it, so we're not concerned about it. You guys certainly shouldn't be concerned about it either.
Well, thank you.
I mean, why would you do that? Well, why would Nick say that?
Well, let's get Gary in here. Gary, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys? I want to make a few points before I get to firing Nick Caserio. You guys hit on it. Like, Aziz, that was a huge play. Like, that was a third down play. They were either going to have to punt or kick a long field goal. Like, that dude is an idiot. He doesn't bring enough to this team to have us inflict plays like that. That was just dumb. That was stupid. Number two, CJ Stroud. If he wants to go, let him go. Like, it kind of sucks, but he hasn't done enough for us to do what, to please CJ. Like, he wasn't good last year. Yes, the offensive line is terrible, but it's not like he's setting the world on fire either. My third point, I have been on the fire Nick Caserio bandwagon for a long time. Like, I know that sounds crazy. I eased up a little bit after the CJ Stroud thing and the Will Anderson, but, like, the team is poorly constructed. And who hired offensive coordinator with zero experience? Again, not to mention, even if our team was healthy, we don't have enough offensive firepower. Christian Kirk should be our second best receiver. That's ridiculous. Somebody has to go. It's not going to be DeMeco. I say fire Caserio after this year.
Ooh, he's got big ass contracts, so you can wish in one hand and crap in the other and see which one gets full first.
He ain't going nowhere. He ain't going nowhere.
Mm-mm. I don't think he should. I mean, look, I'm not happy about the offensive line. I don't think Nick Caserio should go. I think Nick Caserio's done well in some other areas, but this is a disappointing year. I mean, I truly believe this year is over in terms of playoff aspirations. You're six games in. The Colts have wiped you off the map. You've helped wipe yourself off the map. But the Colts are a legitimate team, so you're not catching them. So who are you going
to
catch?
Everybody's got the playbook to beat the Texans. Mm-hmm. Just bring heat. That's all.
Because CJ doesn't handle pressure well. CJ's very jittery. Yeah. He doesn't process it quickly in terms of what he wants to do. He doesn't have a pre-snap.
S2? Did you just call him S2?
Just telling you, he doesn't process what he wants to do quickly, pre and post-snap. Did you see that safety Okuda come up or whatever, the Okada? He started leaking into the box, and you could see it. Like, you could see him coming. No. CJ didn't know. He didn't have a game plan for it. If you see blitzes coming, what are you going to do? Is there a hot throw?
They talked about it, maybe that specific play. They talked about what the Seattle had for their plan, because they show blitz, and they know the Texans like that inside release with Nico. They like the quick game of Nico on the inside, and Josh Jobe took it away.
Yeah, so they've scouted the Texans, and the Texans have a tendency, and they took the tendency away.
Well, I also saw on coaching. I also saw Emmanuel running with Jalen Noel. I mean, they've got athletes, dude.
He's a freak show. He's like 230 and runs a 4.3.
Athletes. I mean, not that the Texans secondary is, but they were. Job was with Nico the whole night. It didn't give Nico an inch. Nico dropped that. Nico's drop was terrible, and then hitting his head on the ground. I mean, what a disaster.
We haven't mentioned a concussion for Nico Collins.
Yeah, concussion.
Oh, good. Take him out of the game for next week. That's great.
Yep. Who's next, though? Elliot. What's up, Elliot?
Hey, good morning, guys. Shout out the Rockets. Very excited we're back. Watching the game last night, the Toronto and Seattle, seeing Springer hit that and do his signature little move around first, got me a little emotional thinking back to the Astros days, put some tingling in my plums. And you guys mentioned something earlier about the thought of him beating the Dodgers, and I didn't even think about that. And I am just the thought of him having a performance anywhere near what he did in 17, obviously, but just having a big performance and beating LA would be just so satisfying. And dare I ask, we have a pump it up for Toronto. Is this the new Toronto show? Are we Blue Jays Nation down here in Houston or what?
No, I mean, I believe.
I mean, we're George Nation.
We're Blue Jay country.
John did say we're Blue Jay country. I don't feel like this is Blue Jay country.
where we have to root
on Canada,
a team from my foreign
you
land.
You love us all so much.
To save us from the Dodgers because we didn't get it done ourselves.
Please help us, Canada. Please.
Yeah, we
please
beg in Canada.
Us.
You beg Canada
us
for help.
Save
for
us, Canada. Hey. Oh, you think you might be able to hit a home run there? Yeah. Okay.
That's North Dakota.
Yes. Our 51st Minnesota state has to come through. Come on, Canada.
You want to go? Dodgers, you want to go? Drop the gloves. Let's go.
Let's go. Yeah. Hey, Vladdy's going to have a
Dante Bichette's French-Canadian.
Vladdy's going to have a huge series. Huge series.
I mean, they do have some guys that are going to get on a heater. I just don't know that they have the
Ernie pitching. Clement, you can't get him out.
How are you going to pitch? How are you going to pitch to the Dodgers?
I'm a big Blue Jay fan.
All of a sudden.
Go buy a hat
that
then.
Yeah,
go buy a hat.
Get yourself a hat.
Put a hat on.
I'm going to go buy one.
Wait a minute. Do you think CJ played poorly because he knew the Mariners were blowing a lead since he's a big fan?
You know what? Oh, I did maybe not think about the fact that he was, because they have it in the stadium.
Well, and they showed, of course, they showed the fans reacting as they lost that series.
I didn't even think about the fact that CJ could have been
down.
He could have had an impact on
because
him. We know he's a Mariner. Well, he likes the fit.
He certainly likes the hat. When that Springer bomb went over the wall, do you think that turned the tide for CJ and his performance?
Well, do you think he was so depressed he couldn't play anymore?
Because you suggested, or someone suggested, that the crowd might be down because the Mariners would be losing.
Yeah.
We did not take into account how it would affect our quarterback if the Mariners lost.
Yeah, how about that? Big Mariners guy.
Yeah.
Mariners.
Some troll should have asked him after the game, hey, CJ, your Mariners lost. I mean, on top of your own loss, how do you feel?
All right. We got to talk about Billy Brown right now, okay? I want that stink brown. Nah, I'm not going to say it.
Ooh.
Stinky brown. I mean, that stinky game last night reminded me of a backed up toilet. And when I think of a backed up toilet, who I think of? Billy Brown. I mean, that's not great to be thought of that way. I
feel kind of bad for him.
Yeah, I know. But when, okay, who are you going to call when you got a backed up toilet that you can't fix yourself? Billy Brown. So who do you think of? Billy Brown. I don't want you all to, you know, oh, look at that backed up toilet, you know, thinking Billy Brown. No.
Well, he wants you to think that.
Well, right. Exactly. What if you're in like a porta potty? That's different.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, what I'm saying is if you have any plumbing needs in your house, the first guy that you think of is Billy Brown. That's the first guy. You think of Aqueduct Plumbing Company. You think of get to your house as soon as possible. You think of them doing an excellent job, knowledgeable, and doing it at a great price.
Yeah.
That's what you think.
And they do, I mean, they do big jobs, they do small jobs. But might I suggest if you need your hot water heater cleaned, they can do that for you as well. If you need a tankless water heater cleaned, they can do that for you as well. It's not just fixing problems. It's also the maintenance that you need to do to keep your water running the right way it should. If you have an issue with water pressure and you're not sure what's going on, you'd be amazed at what they can do for you out there as well. It's Aqueduct Plumbing Company for the big job, for the small job, for any job. AqueductPlumbingCompany.com.
Houston's independent voice for sports, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. This is your show, people. That's all we're doing, taking your calls and breaking down the breakdown last night. Scott is first up. What up, Scott?
Morning, fellas. As a fan of y'all's since 6'10", and not so much a fan of the Texans, I hope Caserio stays for a couple more years, so because the quality of the radio program is wonderful when they suck, which they do. And another thing, I bet 75% or 85% of high school OCs are up in the box. Why is this nerd on the sidelines? He can't see everything. And another thing, CJ wrote some checks his first year with his mouth about how good he is. I would love for somebody to interview him and ask where he ranks right now, just for hoots and giggles.
Oh, You know,
what if Caleb just came and patted him? Hey, CJ, just keep your head up, bro. Everything's going to be okay.
Yeah, those drifting – stop taking so many drifting sacks, bro.
Yeah.
Just pat him on the head.
Pat him on his
head. Step up in the pocket a little bit more, bro.
I mean –
the little bro move does look really bad.
No, listen, that was the moment that his entire career changed.
Can I ask you – so if you were to go through and – if you were to go through and look at every CJ start, and you say, okay, this one I'm going to put in the category of a good start. This one's going to be average, and this one's going to be bad. I wonder how those silos would fill up. I got a feeling it would fill up in a way that you don't like.
Yeah.
I don't think the good start silo is going to have a lot in it the last 20 some odd games.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I think a lot of it's directly related to the offensive line.
Some of it, and you can factor that in. But some of it, he just misses throws. He doesn't, you know, he doesn't. Look, he's not the first. I don't know why we act like he's the first quarterback that's ever been under pressure. Like all these quarterbacks have unbelievable. There have been quarterbacks who have succeeded who have had pressure. You know how they win? They win with their mind. They just say, they either win with their feet or they win with their mind. They say, if you bring pressure here, I'm going here. Some of that is on CJ. CJ supposedly has more. All I know is I heard CJ had more control, that he has more control. Some of it you have to anticipate pressure, and if they come, you have a game plan, pre-snap game plan, post-snap game plan. What is your game plan to beat pressure if you know pressure's coming? It's not all. It's just this is part of your job also is to still – overcome adversity. If you need everything to be clean, you need all the weapons and everything to be clean, then you don't need to get paid what you want to get paid. You don't. You can find quarterbacks that can run. Joe Flacco can run an offense when he's got a little protection. That's no problem. He's 41, 40 years old. He can run an offense. So you don't need to get paid $50 and $60 million. If you can't problem solve, who wants to pay a quarterback elite money who can't even problem solve and has to have everything great? Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Not to me. I mean, it happens with every team. Every team's chicken bleep. So they'll just say, well, scared. Okay, well, have your Trevor Lawrence for the next 5 years at a ridiculous number when he can't help you win. That's fine. Do that.
Well, yeah, are you a game manager or are you a difference maker?
If you're a good game manager, that's fine. But there's snap takers and playmakers. CJ's not a playmaker. He's a snap taker, but he's not right now even a good snap taker.
He's not a good game manager.
He's not a good game manager. He's not a good game. Game managers don't run backwards.
Yeah. All right, who's next, though? Biscuit. What's up, Biscuit?
Hey, top of the morning, my brother. Lance, I agree that CJ needs to take more of the smoke than he's been getting. However, Lance, their wide receiver room has got to be one of the worst in the NFL.
It's worse than I expected. You know, they don't get open. You're right. It's worse than I expected.
I want to get to the Rockets, man, but there was a play last night where the corner came off the edge and the receiver just ran up the field. I mean,
yeah, no hot route, no route recognition, no sight route adjustment, man. Right.
If the man leaves you, man, just turn around. Yeah. You know, you know. So I don't. Well, maybe CJ should have seen it coming. And one last thing, Lance. It seems like the Texans get out of the huddle extremely late. I'm looking at say Dak, for example. Man, Dak's up there. They're out of the huddle 20 seconds to go on the clock, and he's up moving around. They're changing this, doing that. CJ, he's looking at his armband. They get out there, those 9 seconds. So how many adjustments can you make? It's nothing but 9 seconds ago. So I'm a minute. But let me say this for, the Rockets, man. I'm extremely high on the Rockets, man. And I'm liking this. I've told you, man, coach going big, man. And they're going to play some matchup zones or whatever. And you got Jabari and KD can move their feet a little bit. I see a 6-game improvement over last year, Lance.
Ooh.
And John. And Dell. I see a 6-game improvement.
And Dell.
And I think, I'm telling you, I think the Western Conference Finals is the floor. I'm just telling you, I'm high on the Rockets, man.
If you missed it, what Biscuit is talking about is right. Kevin Durant is now your starting shooting guard.
Yeah. They're going monstrous.
Yes. Yeah. Amen will be, I don't know if he'll play as much point, but he's the shortest guy on the floor, so we'll give him point guard. Kevin Durant, your shooting guard. Jabari, your small forward.
Alpie
at the four, and Steven Adams at the five.
This is crazy. Like, they're going double big to start, which I wasn't sure we'd see that, but now this may have been the plan all along, is to do a lot more of this, and that's why Clint Capela was a must. That's why they viewed him as not a luxury. They viewed him as a must, as a backup big.
They got OKC.
Well, it could have been the plan from the start as far as this lineup, because Fred got hurt late.
Well, yeah.
But how
much
are they
going to
– listen, they're going to start this because they brought it in. They bring it in, and now there's a lot of copycats in the league. But might as well start it. But they're not going to stay in double bigs all night. I mean, No. They're Tari's going to come in, and we'll see what they do. But they play OKC tonight, 6:30, first game. Right out of the box, you get the champs. If they lose this game, they're still in it. I just want you guys to know that.
Right.
Glad you're calming everyone down.
Okay, so let's not get too emotional about a possible loss tonight. If they win it now, I don't see them looking back. I think they just run through the league.
That's what do you how mean? This works. Like 73 and.
You heard what he said. Runs through the league.
You heard me.
Runs through the league.
Run through the league.
Heard Biscuit say
he's going to get run through.
Oh, that's aggressive. Yeah. You heard Biscuit say six-game improvement. What do you think? This team bordering on 60 wins? What are we doing here? What's your prediction?
No, I don't think that's crazy at all.
I don't think it's crazy either.
They're over-under, Vegas-wise, is what, 53.5?
Oh.
I think it's 53.
Well, they destroyed last year.
Uh-huh. It's 43.5 last year.
I mean,
I want to say it's 53.5.
I don't
this
think
year.
60's out of the question.
I don't either. I don't Maybe it's so. 56.5. I'm trying to remember, but this is going to be probably the biggest starting lineup that's ever existed in pro basketball. Honestly, you have four guys at 6'11" and a 6'7" point guard.
So that would be
if you want to do wingspan. It's for sure. Well, I shouldn't say for sure the longest, but my guess is this is going to be the longest wingspan in NBA
will
history
they,
for a starting.
Will
lineup.
People be able to run on them? That's a question. I mean, you got the athleticism in Amen.
You know, there's not a lot of running in NBA basketball anymore. There's early offense,
well,
but there's
maybe,
not a lot
maybe,
of true
Maybe
fast
they
changed
that with this big lineup.
Well, good. Try it. Yeah. You're going to get your ass worked. Try it. Whatever you want to try is going to be a problem. You know what? I do feel bad for Oklahoma City that they have to do their ring ceremony.
You feel bad?
In a way. It's a ring ceremony, which is good, but then it gets ruined. By the quadruple big lineup.
You know, the Thunder have a pretty good double big setup as well.
You get big shit.
Who's
their big? I can't remember who they're.
It's Harden, Shane, and
their
Chet.
Cracker. Oh yeah.
What? What'd you just say?
I can say that. I can call him a cracker.
What's wrong with you?
I can say the C word.
But why would you?
Well, you didn't call Hartenstein. I hope you're not calling Hartenstein any names.
I didn't. Okay. I know.
You're talking about Chet?
Yeah, Chet.
You can't just call people that.
Well, I mean, I can. I can say it. You can't say it. Like but I can
could,
say it.
Like I could call the Italians Dave.
Actually like Oklahoma City. I actually like that
cracker
team.
Can call a cracker a cracker.
That's a lot of that word.
It's the rule. It's the rule.
Right now.
Yeah.
Right.
We can say it.
We can say it. Mm. You can't say
I
it,
wouldn't
Del.
Have you say the C word. Any of them, Del.
Any of them.
I don't say
you know,
any
in America,
of the C
we
words.
Don't use that C word. Mm-mm. Cracker.
I don't say any
You're
of those
You're not Australian, okay?
Yep.
I think you guys should clean it up.
We got a break.
Well, then don't lose and make us stay up till midnight. Don't make us stay up till midnight to watch that.
Nah, you could have tuned out at that time.
Okay,
honestly, you knew how that
With
game
four
was
minutes
going.
Ago, no, I knew how it was going. You know
I,
what?
Honest,
you know what? They
honestly, I wanted to check out, but I was like, "What if they?"
I did same thing. They're like, I get to halftime. I'm like, they're still in this.
Nah,
like,
You knew.
I knew, but I'm like, yeah, but it's 17-12, Dale.
Yeah, but you knew.
No, they punted with four. They punted with almost 5 minutes left in the game.
Where were you in 2004?
When it was 14-0.
Where were you in 2000? I think it was four, or maybe 2003. When the Texans beat the Steelers with like 37 yards of total offense.
I was here for that.
Well, I mean,
but it wasn't prime time and it wasn't Monday.
You weren't even born yet.
No, I was here. I was in town. But it was 14-0. The game was over. We knew.
I did feel like
they weren't winning this game.
Oh, no. I had about five people on Twitter said, why does it feel like the game's over? I said, I feel the same way. Well, I don't feel like I feel like this is insurmountable. But honestly, it's 17-12. It should have been a lot higher, but you had to hang in case they had a punt return for a touchdown or another defensive touchdown. You had to hang in for that.
What? Wait a minute.
Seattle
Danico's blocking kicks. We throw the ball down the
field.
We're
the Longhorns of the NFL, our offense.
The only way that game was going to wind up in the Texans' favor, if Seattle kept giving it to you, that game was over at 14-0.
No, it wasn't.
It was.
We had them right where we wanted them.
No, you didn't. You lost. Yeah. You didn't have them right where you wanted them.
Well, we could have. If we would have actually got a third and one or a fourth and one, and either of these
get one of those all night?
Instances. We had second. Wait a minute. We had second and goal at the half-yard line, and we threw two passes.
Well, because they learned their lesson from the third and one and fourth and one.
No.
Yeah. Do you really want them running?
They learned their lesson.
Oh, my God. Just sneak it. Sneak the ball.
Does CJ want to do that?
No.
Do we know that CJ wants to do that?
No, and stop sending Dell these AI pictures of CJ. AI is for. It's supposed to be to help you make, you know, food. Just say, oh, I got these five ingredients. Give me a recipe, ChatGPT. That's what it's supposed to be made for.
I don't want to see CJ
not
in
to
skirt.
Put somebody in a in skirt. A skirt.
He's not in the WNFL.
Well, I don't know. That's a reference that came not from the internet, by the way. Maybe closer to home.
I made that up last night.
Yeah.
I like the WNFL. I know you do.
You were upset that they didn't
kick a field
goal.
Well, why are people putting dresses on all of the Texans today?
Well, I don't know. But the Texans went
combined
3-19 on third and fourth down last
night.
So
you don't put our quarterback in a skirt. You don't do that.
Don't do it. Yeah, but hey, listen, Seahawks weren't any better on third or fourth down.
It didn't matter. They were much better on all the other plays the Texans weren't.
Yeah, but what about the Seahawks?
What about the Seahawks? They beat you. What do you mean, what about the Seahawks?
Yeah, what about them?
Yeah, what about Seahawks? They won and covered.
Yeah. What about them?
You'll win and cover.
All right. Let's talk about property
And by
taxes.
The way,
you know what's more fun?
They had Love. They had their starting safety and starting cornerback, their number one corner and their number one safety out of the game. And we couldn't even throw.
Didn't look like it to me.
It didn't look like it at all.
Listen, you know what's more fun than a Texans game? Property taxes. You know what? They are. They're more fun. And here's the deal. You can beat them as opposed to your football team that can't seem to beat anybody good. Listen, the government's good. They're good. No, they're good. You know what the government does? They say, oh, look at your house. We're going to charge you. We think it's worth more than it is because they do that all the time. I mean, well, not all the time, 86% of the time. So when you get your property tax bill this month, you go, wait a minute. I don't believe you. How can I believe the government when 86% of the time OwnWell customers receive reductions? And on average, over $1,100. That's a lot of money in your pocket 86% of the time. Put property tax money back in your pocket in just minutes. You don't have to do a thing. Not a thing. You just go to OwnWell.com/Texas, OwnWell.com/Texas, and you're going to set, and then they get your address, and they do everything. They do everything. Hundreds of thousands of happy customers and five-star reviews with more than 140,000 properties represented in the Houston area. Stop overpaying. Start saving with OwnWell. Sign up in 3 minutes at OwnWell.com/Texas. That's OwnWell.com/Texas.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Well, our old friend Blaze, from years and years and years, he's been a longtime listener. He says, the Houston offense takes what the defense gives them, which is usually an ass whipping. Well, that's not, when you say take what the defense gives you, it's supposed to mean.
What is this? What is that?
Is John watching Snuggles or something? Show on Nickelodeon?
No, I'm watching it. It sounded like her. It's a little girl yelling at the dog because the dog took her snack.
Oh, okay. I get caught up in those videos too, frankly.
Yeah, that's funny. It was actually funny. Yeah, it reminded me of Charlie. Yeah. Hi, Charlie. Charlie's watching right now.
I get caught. Ooh, Charlie's heard some rough stuff today.
Oh, I know. You say bad words. Now she's walking around saying Texans are ass.
Well, okay. Is she right?
Okay.
Is she accurate? The most important thing is to be accurate.
Oh.
Bleep your feelings. Just be accurate, Charlie.
Mm. Okay.
Be poor accurate.
Charlie. Facts
poor little
don't
Charlie.
Care about your feelings.
Facts don't care about your feelings, John. Mm. And Charlie didn't care about your feelings either. She thinks the Texans are cheeks, then they're cheeks.
713-780-3776.
Yeah, when they say, but you take what the defense gives you, it's not an ass whooping. It's supposed to be like, it's supposed to be like, oh, you know, oh, they're in a zone. We're going to throw underneath. That's what it means. Yeah.
That's
what it means.
It whooped. It whooped at the
line of course, our Iowa listener, Tony, is blaming everything on the two Iowa State wide receivers.
Well, how about that caller that said.
Three of them. What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Xavier Hutchinson. That Tony is not the bastion for big-time offense,
like,
by the way.
I look to the other team, and they got an Ohio State receiver cooking Stingley and Lassiter. We've got the Iowa State receivers.
Yeah, what? I mean, now, what? Yeah.
Now, Noel had some plays late. He made some
Noel's
going to
be fine.
Noel had a good catch yesterday.
Noel's going to be fine. He had a couple of catches yesterday.
I think Christian Kirk's going to be fine.
But Higgins, how about? I thought we had Nico Jr. What happened to Higgins? What's going on? How come he can't? Separate at all.
No. Well, here's the thing. He's not a separator. All of his routes need to be vertical, and they need to be like West Coast. They need to be over routes where he runs and he builds it because he's a build-up speed guy. He's not a short wiggle guy.
Well, that's great, but the only pass I've seen him make a difference on, the DB made a mistake. It wasn't like he can run down the field
hope
and beat anybody.
Hope for more mistakes.
First thing he's got to do is he's got to get out of that number.
Yeah, 81.
That ain't a cool
who wears
number
81?
For a receiver that ain't a cool anymore. Number. He's got to get out of that number. No, you got to get to a teen.
He looks slow at 81.
You got to get to a teen number if you want to be a good receiver.
Get yourself a 16.
Not even. Tell Braxton Berrios to beat and take 17 or something. Because the 81, no. Yeah.
Hey, I know he's not going to. Tyler Lockett was released, wide receiver. He's 33 years old, Titans. He requested his release because he's tired of sucking. So, but it's not going to matter. I mean, Christian Kirk will eventually play football. They've got Braxton Berrios. They got Jalen Knoll. So Tyler's not going to be. I don't even know why I'm bringing it up.
He went to the burial ground for receivers who used to be good. He went to the Titans.
Titans.
Those got Andre spent a year with the Titans.
Yeah, Andre. Now you got what's his name?
D-Hop was there.
Ridley.
Yeah.
No, that don't matter. All right, we got any calls to go? 713-780-3776.
Yeah, only four.
We got Chris. Chris, get in here.
Hey, what's up, guys? Love the show. After listening to this morning, Lance, you kind of stole a little bit of my thunder, but, I mean, we never had a test that would have shown us C.J. Stroud reacting, right? There was nothing at the combine that C.J. scored bad at that shows. And maybe it goes to say the offensive coordinators, he didn't like the play calling because it's complicated and it's not easy. The question is Ryan Day available? Can we pay him enough so maybe CJ could be happy? And then my comment is, with how this show has gone today, I feel like we deserve a holiday show on Friday. You guys deserve to be off. And maybe Dell can fill in and bring somebody in so you guys can just have the day off. Because the Texans doing this to you guys just wasn't fair for this week. And I'll hang up and listen.
That's
to
not a bad
Why
thought.
Why do I have to work more?
That wasn't not fair a bad thought. Come for your brand. Brand
Let's
awareness.
Not stop with the brand stuff.
Brand awareness.
I mean,
it was funny 8 years ago when it first got dropped
on
me. Oh,
it's still funny.
Okay.
Lance deserved a better showing last night.
A better
he
showing.
Does think he deserves quite
I
a bit.
I said I tried to convince myself the Texans would win. I didn't. I was spitting in the face of
history.
I was spitting into the wind of history.
25 years
of not only history, but prime time history.
Right, right.
And not only that, but you suck every time you go to Seattle. You suck every time you play in the evening. Most of the games, you're bad. Mm-hmm. And it's already, you're coming off of a bad season where the only games you've won are against, a one-win team and
two one-win teams. Yeah.
Like, who could have possibly predicted the Texans would have got the living piss kicked out of them in a game where they only lost by eight? But it was not that close. Well, I don't know. It just feels like it wasn't that close.
Well,
it wasn't that close.
If the linebacker holds on to the football going to the end zone, it's 21-0.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
If he tucks it?
Yeah, if he just simply holds on to the ball.
You know who was? I mean, I think about as honest as he could be was Titus. We got some Titus sound here, and I mean, we don't hear Titus talk too much, but this offensive line needs to take its accountability. you know, I hear Cole Popovich, and I hear, you know, and Nick Cayley and CJ. Mm-hmm. This offensive line needs to be accountable. Here is, I mean, Titus was pretty honest about what's going on here.
I'm going to be honest. Today is a little bit of everybody, bro. Like, we just in kudos to defense, bro. Defense played a hell of a game. On offense, bro, we didn't do a good enough job in really no phase of the game today, if I'm being honest. I got to take responsibility for the offensive line. We got to play better, bro. We got to be able to pick up the front, the stunts. We got to be able to adjust quick enough to see the blitzes and pick them up. We didn't do none of that good enough. We was complacent today. We didn't come out with enough energy to start the game. So I'm owning on to that, all that. You know, I have my guys ready next week. So we just got to be better, man. We let the defense down. We let the team down to his offense. And, you know, we got to step it up, man, for the rest of the season. We want to do anything. Like, if we can't score, we can't win, you know. If we're giving teams, you know, short field, of course they're going to score some points. But our defense had, what, four turnovers today. We should win that game.
Yeah. All right. So that's another thing we haven't even talked about yet. The way that they came out. How blah, after 15 days off in a game that you literally had to have that game. That was, if you want to have a season this year, because look at this now, 2-4, with San Francisco coming up and the games that you got coming up, you're how many games behind Indianapolis now? I mean, you had no shot at the division right now. And you came out like that. They were flat. Mm-hmm. They were flat. That's on the
head
coach.
With an extra week to prepare.
With no, now, the scripted plays that we talked about earlier, we don't know. I don't know how Nick Cayley goes about it. We don't know. Bill Walsh started that. He scripts 25 plays, and he runs those plays and blah, blah, blah. All I know is, boy, they looked like they were whipped dogs from the start.
Mm-hmm.
From the start. There was no fire. They just got trampled. Early on, second possession, they're down, and it was this game was over. I mean, that's just that's inexcusable, and that's on D'Amico.
Mm-hmm.
It falls on
head coach. Yeah,
that's right.
I mean, there's nothing you can say whatever you want. Like, well, but D'Amico can't do that. Yeah, I get all that, but this is how it works. The head coach has to take responsibility for that, and D'Amico doesn't run from that. I have no doubt D'Amico will tell you, you know, it starts with him. But the scripted play thing is a really big one because, you know, Gary Kubiak was great with scripted plays. And then after he got outside of his script, it was like he wasn't, I don't know, it just sometimes it was really good, but he had a hard time keeping it from half to half on track. But I love Gary Kubiak, but I just think there were some limitations. The scripted plays, we had a caller call in earlier, it's about showing different personnel groupings. What you're doing is you're seeing how they respond for plays you're going to call later. So you're doing and you're setting up potential counters to plays that you're showing them something. And then, you know, a lot of plays are the same plays. They're just run out of different formations and different personnel groupings, but it's the same play. So your script is very, very important, or it can be very, very important because it can help unlock some knowledge about how teams may be defending you. And then you can go back to a play that they don't recognize because it's out of a different personnel grouping. I don't get the sense that Nick Cayley's, I assume he's running a script. I don't know. I don't know if I should assume it. Maybe that's a question that's asked.
Let me ask you a question. Are we behind, Al? We got it to break?
We're never behind.
I think we're behind right now. We're way behind. So we got a break. On the other side, I got a question for you about if you own this team. Let's talk about John Daspit right now.
Yeah, John Daspit. He's not going to own a team. He is a huge sports fan, and we talk sports. I hadn't talked to him for a while about sports, so I got to make sure everything's going good, but probably busy. I mean, you know, people are injured all the time, and one of the areas he really focuses and concentrates on is along the coastline, headed all the way to Louisiana, stopping at Louisiana, and because he understands that there's a lot of offshore accidents There's accidents on rigs. There are accidents in refineries with refinery blasts. And he had a huge case previously. He was involved in the Astroworld cases that were the tragedy that happened there at that concert. And so a lot of people understand that you call John Daspit when you have these issues. It's the first phone call you make because you want representation to deal with the lawyers from the other side. You don't want to have to deal with them because you're not qualified. You're not qualified to be able to handle what the lawyers are going to throw at you from the other side. They are going to try to make you an offer right away, and it's not going to be an equitable offer and a fair offer. And you need John Daspit to work with you, to fight for you, and to get you the offer that you deserve when you are injured due to someone else's negligence. It's a no-brainer. You call 713-CALL-NOW, and you get started with the Daspit Law Firm. 713-CALL-NOW. At 713-CALL-NOW, his winning percentage is incredible, and his payouts are substantial because you need to be taken care of when something tragic and something, which is life-altering potentially, happens to you. That's DaspitLaw.com, DaspitLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5.